Hank, you do have rights. That got his attention. The tears slowed a tiny bit. Hank, you do have rights. Lots of them.
I do? Hank asked, starting to catch his breath.
Yeah, you do. Would you like to learn about them? He nodded. Well, let's talk about Tige, I said. Tige is the Hobbs to Hank's Calvin, the white tiger that has been his constant companion since birth. Can people take Tige away from you?
No, he said.
Can people play with Tige without asking first?
No, Hank said. Tige's mine.
The tears were almost gone. That's right, I said. Tige's yours. And that means you have a right to him. No one can take Tige or play with him unless you say it's okay.
But someone could take Tige, Hank objected, teetering back to the edge of tears.
That's right, I said. Someone could take Tige. But would that be okay? Or would it be wrong?
It would be wrong, he said.
That's right. That's what it means to have a right. If it would be wrong for someone to take Tige, then you have a right that they not take him. Hank's face brightened.
I have a right to all my aminals, he said, swapping the N and M to make my favorite of his mispronunciations.
That's right, you do. That's what it means for them to be yours.
I have a right to all my toys, Hank said. Yes, you do.
And then his cute face collapsed, sobbing again, soaking wet.
Hank, why are you sad?
I don't have a right to Rex.
That was the source of the downstairs crazy. Hank wanted to play with Rex. Rex wanted to read. And Hank did not, in fact, have a right to Rex. I explained, no, you don't have a right to Rex. He gets to decide whether he wants to play or not. We don't have a right to other people unless they make a promise. That's a bit too simple. Sometimes we have claims on others even when they haven't promised us anything. But I decided to save a more detailed conversation until the student was less distraught. Instead, we talked about what Hank could do on his own when Rex wanted to read. While teetering at the edge of tears, Hank made a sharp observation about rights. I started by asking whether someone could take Tige without his permission. He said no. But a split second later, he thought better of it. Someone could take Tige without his permission. In fact, Hank had done just that to Rex. Rex's Tige is named Giraffe. Before you criticize my boy's naming conventions, you should know that I was even less creative. My companions were Monkey and Giraffe. When Hank first learned to crawl, he'd zoom into Rex's room at every opportunity, put Giraffe under his chin, and scoot out as quickly as he could. Rex had a right to Giraffe, every bit as much as Hank has a right to Tige. But Hank could and did take Giraffe. What does that tell us about rights? Well, Hank's right to Tige protects his possession of him, but the protection the right provides is not physical. There's no force field around Tige that prevents others from taking him. Rather, the protection a right provides is, in philosopher speak, normative. That is, it's generated by the norms or standards that govern good behavior. Someone who is aiming to act well would not take Tige without Hank's permission, at least not without a really good reason. More on that in a moment. But not everyone aims to act well. The protection that a right provides depends on the willingness of others to recognize and respect it. Before we move on, a brief note about language and the people who are pedantic about it. I asked Hank whether someone could take Tige without his permission, and he said no. Then he thought better of it and said yes. He was right the first time, and the second.
Wait, what? How could that be?
Words like can and could are super flexible. Here's a quick story to show you what I mean. When I was a student at Oxford, a friend took me to his college bar. He asked for 2 pints. Sorry, mate, can't do it. We're closed, said the guy attending bar. My friend looked at his watch. It was 11:01. The bar closed at 11.
Oh, come on, just 2 pints.
Sorry, can't, rules. Well, you could, my friend said. Now pause the story. Was my friend pointing out that the guy attending bar was confused about the meaning of the word could? No. There's a sense in which he couldn't sell us the drinks, and a sense in which he could, and my friend's long-drawn-out could was an attempt to shift his attention to the second sense. The bartender was telling us that it wasn't permissible for him to sell us 2 pints. My friend was pointing out that it was possible. No one else was around, so he wouldn't get caught. The gambit worked. The guy gave us 2 pints, even though he couldn't permissibly, because he could without consequence.